Hey there, hi there, ho there, kindness warriors. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Kindness Warriors podcast, a place where you and me and all of us get to come together for a short amount of time and just fizz each other up. We get to feel that little old sparkle of razzle dazzle in our day. We might laugh, we might cry, we might think a little bit harder about something we haven't really thought hard about in a while. Heck, we might just spend a bit of time together decompressing. Whatever it is today, whatever you need, I hope you get it here. And if you don't, I hope you find it somewhere else, because you know what? You damn well deserve it. Kindness warriors, let's go. Hey there, hi there, ho there, kindness warriors. How the heck are you? I hope you're doing good. I mean, I actually hope you're doing better than good. That's the actual dream, isn't it? To be like, hey, how you doing? And whoever you ask is like, damn, you know what? I was good, but now I'm better. That's what I want for all of us. Like, I was good, but now I'm better. Let's be real. I'm good, but now I'm better. Now I'm great. I'm doing great. Everything's fantastic. It's a bit of a cop-out, isn't it? Yeah, because the good, the bad, the hard, the gritty, it all exists at once. So I just, you know, while we're here together for the next few minutes or so, deep breath. We're in a safe space. Today I wanted to talk about pride. Here in the Southern Hemisphere, it's Pride Month. We like to get a little leg up on the rest of the world who does Pride Month in June for the most part. We do it here in February because it's summertime and it's festival season. And why not get that proverbial ball rolling, right? Roll out that rainbow carpet and just keep it going all the way through to July. Well, you know, actually what we really want is equity and inclusion 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but, you know, we'll get there. I hope we'll get there. But today I wanted to just talk a little bit about the things I love about pride and about being a big old gay, and then really dig into how to be a good ally. It's a 101 on how to be a good ally. So if you are somebody who does not identify as LGBTQIA+, if you are a cis person, tune in Tokyo. Get those little ears up. Put your little antenna, your little listening antenna up extra today. Get out the pen and paper or your note app on your phone. It's time to take notes on being a good ally, because I have heard over the last few weeks, and well, actually it's not even the last few weeks, we're only a week into Pride Month here in New Zealand. I've heard some pretty rough stories, pretty hard stories about folks in businesses and in the wider community navigating conversations and heavy emotional loads from our straight friends and family about why Pride matters. You know, a little checklist on how to be a good ally. I figured that would be a neat thing to talk to and about today. And as always, if you have ideas or inclusions or things you want to add to this list, you know where to find me. Slide on into my DMs after this and let me know what you think as well. Unless what you think is mean, then just like go to someone else's timeline. Actually, don't go to anybody else's timeline. If you're going to be mean, take a deep breath and don't post anything anywhere. We don't need to hear it. So, okay, let's kick off. I want to start this with the things I love about Pride. Okay, first and foremost, I love rainbows, because what I don't like are questions like, what's your favorite color? Because my answer is always, all of them. And people look at me like, no. You have to choose. Well, I don't want to. And I don't have to choose. Everything's made up. I love rainbows. I love in this age, in this time, putting something beautiful and colorful out, having a rainbow flag up, a rainbow sticker in your window if you're a business, a bumper sticker. We gays love a good bumper sticker. Having a rainbow out and about and visible is like an invitation for people, even when they're not out, because it might not be safe to go, I might be okay there. I might be able to be myself there. So I love that during Pride Month, rainbows are everywhere. It's almost like a rainbow vomit and that I'm cool. Like, if you know me, you know that's, I don't mind a little bit of that. I love a little over the top. So rainbows, oh, I love that. Maybe we could just, you know, keep them visible for the whole year. Just a little idea there, corporates. Another thing I love about Pride, and this goes kind of hand in hand with the idea of rainbows and visibility. The idea of if you can see it and it's visible, people might not like it. Some people, other people might love it. But the idea of feeling being or feeling seen and being embraced by the wider community, by people that you don't know, and by feeling like you're going to be safe and okay in your authentic self. Wow, that's a magic that when I lived in a more heteronormative lifestyle, I didn't understand. I didn't understand the abject power and walking down the street and seeing a crosswalk that was a rainbow and going, hell yes, I'm going to tiptoe across this baby, then I'm going to moonwalk back. It's empowering to feel like you're seen. It's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. And the last thing, well, it's not the last thing. I love lots of things about Pride, but I want to get into this, how to be a good ally, is love is just so fucking amazing, isn't it? Whether it's love of family, love of friends, your lover, your partner, your spouse, whatever it is, the idea of getting to love the way that you want to on your terms out loud, that is just a chef's kiss for the soul. It's beautiful. Love is fucking amazing. And it does cancel out hate. I can guarantee you, if you're able to point your ship, if you're able to sail towards a North Star of love and allow other people to do the same, the world is so much better. Outlook is better. You could be in the middle of a storm and still know that you're heading in the right direction, right? So things I love about Pride, rainbows, feeling seen and embraced, visibility, getting to walk through the world as my authentic self, and knowing that, heck yeah, love is fucking amazing. Ooh, cue the George Michael, cue the Lady Gaga. I can't play music on here because, you know, rights and things, but that's going through my head right now. A little bit of disco, a little bit of Cher, a little bit of Elton. We know how it is. Some Sam Smith. We got it. Right. So let's shift a little bit and have a real conversation, shall we, on how to be a good ally? Because I talk to my friend Vanessa about this a lot. I get frustrated when straight folks do the about us without us thing and normalize leaning into what we call the quote unquote pink dollar for their own good, instead of making, you know, the words that they use and the money that they make and the communities that they build truly be about the people of them. So how to be a good ally. This is not a definitive list, but it's one that is definitely, it's one where let's just start here, okay? It's wholly individual to me and the way that I think a good ally should be. You might have a completely different version, and that's awesome. Let's be able to celebrate differences. The first thing in how to be a good ally is to know that saying, I have a gay brother or cousin or auntie, so... And then leading into something that sounds silly is a cop-out. And that doesn't cut it. If you are asking a person who is gay or queer or part of the LGBTQIA+ community for their opinion or for how they feel or for their experiences, you need to sit down and listen. You need to try and understand. You might not understand, but maybe lean into some compassion and some empathy, right? I've heard this so many times. I have a gay brother, so I don't understand why it's such a big deal that we embrace Pride Month at work. I have a queer auntie, so I don't understand why I need to use pronouns in my emails because I embrace everybody. I don't see color. I don't see religion. I don't care about anybody's sexuality. Fuck off. That is a cop-out of all cop-outs. And let me tell you why. Don't get angry. Sit with me for a minute in this. If you are privileged enough not to see it, it being the emotion, the pain, the heaviness of not being able to be who you are, because in most of the world you could be murdered for it, killed legally, then you need to know the scope of your blind spots is larger than your zone of vision. Let me say that again. The scope of your blind spots is larger than your zone of vision if you are privileged enough not to see or feel or understand how a minority group sees and feels and understands the world. It is not up to you to always have an opinion. If you want to help the LGBTQIA+ community, if you want to understand certain ways of acting and interacting, if you want to educate yourself on terminology and on how to utilize diversity and inclusion as actual tools for success in your projects, in your art, in your business, then you need to also learn to shut up and to listen and to listen and to listen. And the next thing that comes out of that is understanding in no uncertain terms that comfort zones suck. Comfort zones suck. When we stay in our comfort zones and we sit in our privilege and we don't try to unlearn and unpack our biases, what we do is we double down on those and we make it harder and harder and harder for people to be who they are. For example, if you have, let's say, 100 people working with you and you say, we definitely don't have any gay people working for us, I'm going to call bullshit on all of that. Of every 20% is what we say, that there are 20% of the people you work with are going to be queer. That's 1 in 5. The numbers could be higher, but it is a scary thing to come out in a lot of places. So 1 in 5. If you're in a group of 5 people, you have a team of 5, and you think nobody in your group needs to be thought about when it comes to pride, when it comes to the language you use, when it comes to not cracking a joke, rethink that. Absolutely rethink that. And get comfortable with the discomfort of stepping outside of your comfort zone and knowing again that your blind spots are larger than your zone of vision. And maybe take that as like a really neat opportunity to grow your understanding, right? Because inclusion is the heart of diversity. We talk about diversity and inclusion and throw the terms away as if it's something that, you know, it's just a tick box exercise, but it's not. The second you step outside of your comfort zone as somebody who has, you know, heteronormative privilege and is able to walk through the world holding the hands of the person you love, is the moment that you start to go, okay, how do I use this privilege and this feeling that I have around being who I am? How do I give that to somebody who maybe has never felt that before? And a big thing around inclusion in the heart of diversity is visibility. It is understanding where you can allow other people in, where you can give up some of your power or your reach or your, I don't know, airtime and hand it over to somebody else and listen. And again, that comes back to one of my favorite old adages that we have 2 ears and 1 mouth and we should use them in proportion. But disproportionately, I hear from people saying, I don't understand why this has to happen. I don't understand why pride exists anymore. Which leads me to the next piece of this, right? It is not up to LGBTQIA+ people to teach you, our allies, our hopeful, helpful allies. It's not us. It's not up to us to help you understand. It is not up to us to bite our tongues until they bleed in corporate settings when you say that maybe the business just isn't ready for understanding why it's important to utilize pronouns in emails, why it's important for us to have a rainbow in our signature, why it matters to be visible. It is not up to minority groups to teach us, the privileged, how to understand things. Again, two ears, one mouth, big beating heart. Big beating heart. Remember, always go back to that. Go back to your center. If you really want to be an active ally, start at the beginning. Why does pride matter? Because love is fucking amazing, right? And if you start to tell somebody that how they love and who they love is wrong, then you're not thinking about the fact that, why? Who says it's wrong? Your sacred book that was written by a human being, which we can go deeper into that, but no sacred book that matters or is worth its weight in any kind of belief would be rooted in anything other than acceptance and love. I guarantee you, who I go to sleep next to every night, who I cuddle, who I look at with eyes of wonderment and love, has nothing to do with how you do that in your life. So accept, accept, accept. One big thing that I hear a lot of the time right now in the corporate world here in New Zealand especially is, why should we have pronouns? That's so woke, pronouns. Why would you put that on your social media? Why would you put that on your email signature? Simple. Go all the way back to the beginning. Visibility. Visibility is so important because visibility breeds inclusion, and inclusion breeds an acceptance of diversity being the norm. And that's what we want. We want the norm to be everything and everyone and all of the good things in this world. Pronouns also signal to people who maybe are afraid to come out or who might not feel comfortable talking to certain people in leadership or in the business. It signals that you are a safe space. It signals that you're at least trying, which leads me to kind of my last point here. Don't be afraid to get shit wrong. I hear so many executives, so many people in senior leadership positions say, I would like to do more for our communities. I would like to do more for LGBTQIA+. I would like to do more for pride, but I am afraid of making a mistake. I'm afraid of mucking things up. I'm afraid to get shit wrong. Here's the thing. You know how we talked about comfort zones sucking? Yeah, this is your moment. This is your moment to get shit wrong, right? What you don't know should be seen as an opportunity to learn, not just as something scary that should be squashed down or hidden or pushed aside until next February, until next Pride. This is an opportunity to get, what does Brene Brown call it? Does she say the rumble? This is the rumble. You might just be rumbling with yourself. You might be rumbling with your Pride committee. You might be rumbling with the chair of your board. I hear so many times, oh, leadership's just not ready for that. What are they not ready for? What are they not ready for? I don't understand. So, in summary, if you want to be a good ally, remember that your blind spots are larger than your zone of vision. Saying, I have a gay brother, I don't see any differences, everybody's beautiful, bullshit. That's a cop-out. Sit down, listen, and figure out what you can do to make your blind spots smaller and smaller and your zone of vision wider and wider. Second thing, comfort zones suck. Yeah, they sure do. Because the only people who sit really happily in comfort zones are people with privilege and power. Share that. Share your privilege. Share your power. It's not a pie. It's not a pizza pie. Huh? There's more slices for everyone. There's enough of food. Soul food, that is. I need more coffee. The next one. Visibility is important because inclusion comes from visibility, and inclusion is the heart of diversity. Pronouns are important, and they are a simple way to breed visibility and inclusion. Lean into that. Teach other people. If you're having conversations about pronouns and pride, and you're in a room full of people who are not LGBTQIA+, stand up and explain that. It's really important that we talk about this with each other. right? Get shit wrong is the next one. Don't be afraid to get shit wrong. What you don't know is an opportunity to learn and, oh, chef's kiss. Learn and learn and unlearn. This isn't a scary thing if you keep doing it. Use that muscle. Use that get shit wrong muscle. The last one, and probably the most important, it is not up to minorities, to LGBTQIA plus people, to other communities to help you understand. I literally know people who have bit their tongues until they bleed in meetings because people in positions of power in a business who sit atop them, not obviously, literally, don't want anybody sitting on top of you like Myrtle the turtle, but they go until their tongues bleed because they don't want to, they don't know how to stand up in those situations. And we shouldn't be put into situations as queer people where we have to self-explain and educate all the time. So it's pride. You're an ally. And if you've made it this far, I am so thankful for you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your beautiful engagement and for your nice feedback, your kind feedback, your clear feedback. I love so much about pride. And I know it took a long time for me to come out, but you know, the world is full of so many more rainbows. I feel so much more happy in my own skin. And I've said it a few times in this podcast, and love is fucking amazing. It's so amazing. If we lean into that as our ethos, we're going to be okay. As always, thank you so much for listening. Stay curious. Be as brave as you need to be. And get out there and have a great day, kindness warriors. I appreciate you.
I don't want to die having lived a perfect life. Perfect is the last thing I want to be. I'd rather wear the scars of broken truths and broken hearts than sitting around wondering about whether I might bleed. I want you to get married in Vegas to a stranger on the strip, skinny dip in the ocean, look, I don't give a rip, smoke something stronger than a marble cigarette.